Fourth parak of Megillah, second Mishnah. This parak is discussing, in respect to different Isurim, how different things combine to make a shir. So the Rav says, we're talking about over here, a person who brings a korban outside of the Eis HaMikdash. So, chamishat varim ba'oila, five different parts of the oila can be mitzarev to a kezayis. If one's makriv a kezayis, if it's outside of the Eis HaMikdash, it's chayav kodesh. What are the five things? Shemistafim zeh mzeh. And balsa, the meat, the chela, the fats, the solis, together with the korban, they bring a flour offering. So the flour, vayayin, the wine, vashem, and the oil. The shisha b'toyta, the same thing if he brings the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, which includes the balsa, and the chela, the fat, the meat and the fat, vasolis, and the flour, vayayin, wine, vashem, and vallechem. Yeah. Any of these, if he brings a kezayis of all of these together, then it's also considered that the mistaf to kezayis. The rabbi here says this is in respect to pigul. If he was makir the kolban with intention to eat it or sprinkle the blood or burn it out of the prescribed time, or nois it was left after the prescribed time or became tummy. Yeah, that's in respect to that said over here. Yeah, so this is in respect to eating it when it's us. Yeah. Yeah. Breads of the Kabbalah tell you that there's no issue about krova b'chutz because it's not something that's burnt on the mizbeah.
That would be the case.
Yeah. Hatruma, truma smaisa, shalzamai, vachal, vabikur, misam, zemze, leso. These are all considered types of truma, and therefore, if you have a kezayis comprised of truma, truma smaisa, or truma smaisa shaltamai, chala is considered the ratios of the dough, it's a type of truma, and mikurim is considered the ratios of the fruit that's grown, it's a type of truma. All of them are star from zeh and zeh, and the mele, they ask the mixture, if there's enough of them all combined, to ask the mixture. Yeah. Yeah, they bring an example of this is if they had some sourdough made out of all these things and it fell into dough, it fell into flour and it made into dough. So even though each one of these did not have enough to make it into a regular dough, but since them all together do, that's enough to answer it. And also if you eat a kezayis of a little bit of each one of these all together, and some total you have one kezayis, then you have to pay an extra chaymish. Because the person who eats truma, the shoyu has to pay an extra chaymish.